seven, put her in to spend her own time. Then he turned around and said to his big greasy fireman, hey, shovel on a little more coal. And when we cross that wide old mountain, watch old 97 roll. It's a mighty rough road from Lynchburg to Danville in a line on a 3 mile grade. It was on that grade that he lost his air brakes. You see what a jump he made. He was going down a grade making 90 miles an hour. His whistle broke into a scream. He was found in the wreck with his hand on the throttle, scalded to death by the steam. Well, now all you ladies, you better take a warning from this time on and learn. Never speak harsh words to your true lover husband. He may leave you and never return.
Back in the house with the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Christopher.
And I'm Robert.
And we got Shane on the phone.
Hello?
Hi, Shane.
Hi, I think you ought to talk about intelligence.
Intelligence?
Intelligence. It doesn't take much intelligence to argue on the radio. And it doesn't. And if Zeke had any intelligence, he wouldn't be acting stupid to be in a group. He'd make his own group. And if Bart had any intelligence, he wouldn't be staring at ladies or ogling at ladies. He might be admiring them. And
he's not ogling them. I think he's just impressed with their beauty.
Or shirts.
You what?
He would realize they're not paintings or shirts.
I know. Can you believe that Chris would compare a living, breathing organism to an inanimate object?
I can compare him to another human being to another human being. Like, for example, you, Rob.
You didn't compare him to a human
example,
being.
You, Rob,
compared him to a painting or a
fella,
shirt.
And
you
sometimes when I see you coming out, I go, there goes Rob. He's a good-looking fella.
You compared a complex...
Look at the belly on him.
Look at the belly on Rob.
He's got a good-looking belly. And, Rob, if you had good-looking breasts, I'd compliment you on those,
to a shirt.
Oh, maybe. Actually, Rob does have good-looking breasts.
You compared someone to an inanimate shirt.
There's nothing wrong with ogling.
Someone with emotion, with a depth of feeling. A complex organism. You compared to something that can be bought at Kmart or Odlots, along with those candles that melt really cool for 99 cents.
Therefore, Shane, I say that there's nothing wrong with ogling.
Ogling at a human?
Yes. Ogling at a human or anything or anybody.
Between admiring and ogling.
Shane, have you ever stared at a guy's unit?
No.
Why not?
Like if he's wearing Speedos like in the Olympics and he's getting ready to jump into the water, have you ever gone, my gosh, look at the unit on that guy?
No. Most guys have way too much hair and it makes me ill to see him in Speedos.
No. The guys in the Olympics, they shave their bodies so they're all sleek.
No, I don't watch the Olympics. I got better things to do.
Okay, well, just like down at the...
Well, Shane, tell us something then. You're giving us a hard time. Let me give you a hard time. What is it that turns you on?
What's intelligent to Shane?
Anybody that can say an intelligent line, you know? I mean...
So you never ogled at a fella because he was an intelligent... Like, ooh, he's an intelligent fella.
I admire his cerebellum.
Oh, yeah.
I admire his ability to speak and express emotions. I can admire that. But that's nothing to do with breasts or shirts.
Or units.
Or exactly.
I'm saying it's all the same thing in the all long run.
Saying no harm, no foul.
Yeah, me too. I say that too.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday, Shane.
I think we totally grossed her out. What do you think?
I think she hates you, man.
That's her problem. I love her. I think she's cool. I think I'd like to see her in person and check out her boobs.
Oh. You like to see her
I'm just kidding.
You like to see her in nothing but a pair of boots? Is that what you said?
I'm just kidding.
Hold on. Come here, Tom. We got to thank you. Come here. Tom, the engineer.
Chris and Rob would like to send a big, wet, sloppy thank you out to Tom.
The engineer.
For coming in here and fixing some broken equipment.
Thanks, Tom.
And it works now? Yeah, we played a tape a minute ago. It works. So this is your last chance. Who you got there, Jim?
You can tell he's a handyman because he has
last
a denim
chance
shirt
for
on.
Ask the engineer. The engineer is here. Ask him a question.
Well, I mean, you shouldn't, like, you know, judge a girl, like, by her tits.
Who is this?
I don't know.
Well, you know, I'm just saying, it's like, I mean, it's like, basically, you know, you shouldn't, like, judge somebody by, like, some, they're anatomically, you know. Like,
let's ask the engineer about this. Come
okay,
here, Tom.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's,
I mean, yeah, go
it's
ahead.
It's technical?
Tom says technical types like parts. So
yeah, right. But that one guy like called in and said like he hangs out at malls and he like checks these. Okay, I say, you know, a guy should have like a flag on his unit. You know, because you can.
Hey, hold on, G.
Yeah. You know.
G. You called him G. What's your real name?
Zeke.
Oh, this is Zeke again?
Yeah, once again. No, but I mean, you know what I think? I think that, you know, like, since, you know, you can look at a chick and you can see her
breasts. You mean a young lady?
Yeah, a chick, a young lady. A
lady?
A woman, a person.
A woman?
An entity. And you can, like, look at her chest and say, oh, man, I can see what she's got. Why don't they, like, make flags and say, you know, so, because, you know, when girls look at guys, it's like, they don't know how long his unit is, you know? They should have flags that say, you know, like, hey, this is a 9-inch, you know?
Hey, Zeke, we already told you couldn't call back because you already called twice and you're hogging up airtime.
I cheated.
You cheated. We like you anyway. Call us next week, okay?
Okay.
Later.
Zeke brought up a good point, though.
Oh, man. He did.
Yeah, he did. Well, besides...
Thanks, Tom. See you.
Thanks, Tom.
Come again soon.
Later,
next
Tom.
Next time, bring beer.
749-1444 is the phone number here, Chris and Rob. And is it now acceptable, or has it ever been acceptable to stare at someone, a member of the opposite
only
sex,
only if
who's
they're
attractive?
Good looking.
Was it frightening? I mean, you're
look, it's like this. People stare at me all the time.
Well, that's because you look weird, not because you're attractive.
No, it's because like my units.
Because you look like some sort of mole.
Yeah, because I'm a hot stud stallion kind of fella.
But if it's a woman
I
looking at
Shane
you,
I think Shane could attest to it.
If it's a woman looking at you, the chances are, even though you're pretty puny and sickly, that woman couldn't do you any physical harm. But if a guy starts staring at a woman in a suggestive or lewd and lascivious manner, you know, there's always the possibility that guy could go over the edge and maybe like, man, those things look good. I wonder how they feel.
Nah, that doesn't happen to I mean, there's a few freaks and weirdos out there, a few rapists, those sorts of people.
But it's,
you know,
always
they're assholes.
But it's the few freaks and rapists who maybe ruin it for the rest of the good, wholesome, just leering, staring kind of crowd. I mean, a woman goes to a mall to shop. She doesn't go to the mall to put herself on
Come
display.
Come on. Women go to the mall so they can let the guys check them out.
Some women. I mean, I guess every woman.
You've been to the mall.
Every woman's different.
They start when they're about 14, too.
Well, I mean, sure, there are some girls who dress seductively on purpose, and they probably don't mind guys looking at them. But then there's probably some women who do mind guys staring at them.
Shane's back. Hi, Shane.
Howdy.
Hi.
Shane, you gave us a topic, and for that we're grateful.
You think we're totally disgusting male pigs?
Totally disgusting. I mean, okay, God put us on this earth, and he made us different. And I imagine men are just, like, really awestruck when they see something that's completely different to them because they've seen that all their life. But I don't think it's any reason to, like, ogle and then give it funny names. I mean, it's got a name. They both have a name. And you can admire, and admiring's good because everybody likes to be admired and loved and even appreciated. But to stare and ogle and then to talk about it on the radio as if it was a shirt, that's just not right.
So you think some women do dress up to get attention?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm not the kind of person that shops at the mall either.
Well, I know that. First of all, when any story starts with, I was at the mall, I just, like, kind of put this guy in a special kind of class.
He's got his own category.
Yeah, he's got to have some problems. I mean, he's like, I was at the mall.
However, if he said he was down on Short Vine Street and he saw some babe with this really cool blue mohawk and he thought it was just, like, the really hottest, coolest blue mohawk he ever saw and she had a really cool nose ring, you know, that's he can admire that just as well.
Yeah, but, you know,
he just prefers boobs to mohawks.
It's just a broader area. I mean, she might have more than just a mohawk or a great pair of boobs. Mm-hmm. I mean, if he doesn't talk to her, then how does he?
Well,
know
hey, look, all guys want their boobs and their brains all at the same time, or their mohawks and their brains. You know, I'm kind of hoping someday I can meet a cool babe that's got like a cool mohawk and cool brains all at the same time. You know.
Well, then you'd probably like me, Because my mohawk's not blue, but it's...
What color is it?
It's brown, but I...
Brown?
Yes.
Got a cool nose ring?
No, not yet. Oh. Looking.
Tattoo?
Looking.
Okay. Considering.
Well, you're considering a tattoo?
Yeah.
Would that be something that people could stare at, or would you get offended at that?
I would think it was pretty stupid if they stared at wherever my tattoo was.
What if it scabbed over like they always do? What if it scabbed over and like that yellow stuff was coming out of the cracks of the scab?
You know, the only people that would sit there and stare and point would be those little girls that wear their hair puffed out 12 inches.
What if it was a really, really cool tattoo, like one of those Grateful Dead album covers, and it had all these lines going everywhere? It was really psychedelic, and somebody
How
was on drugs.
How many times the show do you mention the Grateful Dead?
They were checking it out and really digging
ash marking
it. And they kept staring at it, like, as long as they would stare at a fine piece of art that they would see at an art museum, because they would really dig the art that's located on your left thigh or whatever.
Well, first of all, a tattoo is not a person, and... I would expect them, instead of sitting there staring, to say, wow, man, I like that, or, where'd you get that done, or what is that supposed to be, whatever, but I would expect them to say something and not just stare.
What if Bart was at the mall and he went up to that girl and said, hey, lady, you don't know who I am or anything, but I think you got great boobs.
Are there any special exercises?
He gets slapped.
I went to the Tower Place Mall the other
day. Are there any special exercises you do?
And I saw this lady wearing a clear shirt, and I walked up to her, and I said, I really like your bra. So as long as you're saying something and you're at least communicating and treating her like a person instead of just a pair of boobs walking around on a pair of legs, that'd be okay.
So you think he should have at least said hi?
Hi, and then probably drooled all over. He sounds really immature.
Hear that, Bart? You just got accused of being immature.
Immature.
Okay, thanks.
Shane.
Yeah?
Do guys stare at your boobs a lot?
Sometimes.
Do you get offended?
Yes.
All
Why?
The time.
Don't you got great boobs? Aren't you proud of your boobs?
What if they're just like a glint? Like you're walking by and the guy is watching you walk by and he just like watches your breast jiggle seductively underneath that kind of olive drab green shirt you always wear. And then as they heave up and down as you walk down the streets, his eyes just follow him as they gently bounce.
I would go back and deck him.
Huh?
I would deck him.
I was out of there.
I'd kick him in his units.
If he just walked by and he stared at your tits, you'd go over and kick the guy between the legs?
Sure. Because I'm more than just a pair of boobs, man.
How old are you, Shane?
Why? 17.
What school you go to?
Boone County High School.
What is it?
Boone County High School.
Boone?
He's a Kentucky babe.
Oh, you're a Kentucky girl?
Kentucky babe.
Okay. We gotta let you go.
Bye.
Chris is trying to chew his fingers off.
How did I know that she had a mohawk?
Because you're like psychic, man.
Call me Chico.
Discouraged, the man he ain't so hard to understand. Chico, if you try now, I know that you can lend a helping hand, because it's good in everyone, and a new day has begun. You can see the morning sun if you try. I know things will be better. I know they will for Chico and the man. Well, the man, he don't trust you. He thinks you're trying to bust up all his dreams. But the man, he don't know now that you've got your own crazy plans and schemes. Well, there's good in everyone, and a new day has begun. You can see the morning sun if you try. And I know things will be better. Oh, yes, they will for Chico and the man. Yes, they will for Chico and the man. Even though it's funny, he don't understand, yeah. Oye, me chico, chico, vamos al vacilón. Mira, caminando por la calle de Los Ángeles. Chico, te encuentras solo, como yo me encontré una vez.
oye, chico, vamos a vacilar, vamos a vacilar, oye, que yo me voy, que yo me voy, que yo me voy, ey.
Staring at nothing. You bastard, you look there again, I'll poke your eyes out with a red hot poker.
This is the Chris and Rob late night talk show. It's 20 minutes to 4 o'clock in the A of the M.
Chris, and I respect you because you can form complete intelligent sentences that effectively communicate your emotions. Go ahead, Fast Eddie, you're on again with Chris and Rob. We're not talking about books anymore. We're talking about whether or not it's polite to stare at people either because of a physical oddity or because they're really attractive.
Oh, all right. Well, I just thought I'd call a second time because people are calling a third and fourth time, so...
Get on with it!
I'm giving up Roy Masters to continue to listen to the show tonight, too.
Good.
So. What channel's he on nowadays?
Oh, CKY, 3 to 4 a.m.
Okay.
Anyway... and also that leaf you're talking about that they chew in Somalia.
Tack?
No, cot.
Cot?
Cot.
Cot.
K-H-A-T.
Oh, see, I was spelling it backwards then, wasn't I?
I guess.
Whoa.
And
Red rum.
Okay. Oh, and also Italy. You're bashing Italy a bit. Italy's had a real rough time of it. They weren't an independent nation until about 1886. And then they... After only a couple decades of independence, they had to go through the Mussolini regime and World War II and everything.
Then they had,
Yeah, but they dominated the whole world for billions of years back during the Empire. Come on.
Well, that wasn't really it. That was all of the Mediterranean. That wasn't just Italian. Modern Italians aren't exactly the same as the Roman Italians.
Well, then they had voted a porn star to their House of Parliament. Then they voted a fascist.
Uh-huh.
Mussolini's granddaughter.
Okay, so get on with it. What are you getting at?
Oh, anyway, I was just saying, you know, just talking about some of the topics. Oh, and also that Zeke person should call more often.
You think so?
He's very entertaining.
Whether hear that, Zeke? Call next
really
week. What'd you think of that Bart caller guy?
Zeke the Freak from Cripple Creek.
He's really, really entertaining, whether or not you agree.
Who, Bart?
Says. No, Zeke.
Okay,
what do you think of Bart, the guy that goes to the mall and stares at babes?
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with doing that. I mean, it might... I mean, what was he saying? Like he does spends a lot of time doing this?
Let me ask you something, Eddie.
Yeah.
When you feel like... When you're in the mood, you wake up in the morning, you're kind of in the mood to stare at some babes, where do you like to go? Do you go to the mall, or do you go over to campus, or do you go, like, over to the short Vine Street, or do you go over to, like, the suburbs, or what? Where do you go?
You know, it's funny. I never have, like, free time to the extent where I say, I will go and stare at some babes.
Nobody does.
That never happens.
And if they do, they go to a swimming pool and look at 15-year-olds.
They do?
What?
What? Robbie!
Doesn't everybody?
Where are these people? Gosh, let's round them up. Anyway. And also the girl that said she'd deck anybody that stared at her breast.
Not deck. She'd kick in the place that counts.
Just for looking at her?
Hell yeah, buddy. She's more than a pair of jugs.
I think she's very well adjusted, though.
Reaction, but anyway, I would say that she is either going to be really, really, really successful in life, or she's going to end up very bitter and hating the whole world and ultimately.
Dude, she's got a brown mohawk.
Or she's going to wear a lot of baggy clothes.
Yeah,
I mean,
she could be a Hillary Clinton, though. She could end up being very successful with her attitude.
No, you don't get a mohawk if you don't want people to stare at you. I mean, I think that's one of the prerequisites.
Well, maybe she just wants to. Kick guys in the groin so she gets a mohawk, figures they'll stare at her and that will give her reason to kick them in the groin.
Can you see that? Yeah. She's like, some guy's like, you were staring at my tits. No, I weren't. I was staring at your mohawk. No, you were staring at my tits. And then she kicks him right in the balls.
Wow.
What a scary scenario.
Well, thanks for enlightening us, Ed.
Oh, also, that'll probably get her to call back, too. That's another thing. You'll probably be getting another call from her, which should be kind of interesting.
Hear that? Call us next week, babe.
See you later, Eddie.
Later.
949-1444. That's the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. And don't forget, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob, and I have stared. I will admit it. I have been places, and I've seen a woman who has just, like, you know, totally knocked me out, hence the term knockout, and I have stared. I've tried not to stare, but I have stared. And I never, like, went into some sort of weird soul-searching Pilgrim's Progress-type inner sanctum trip like Bart does whenever he stares at someone.
Yeah.
I just kind of stare at him. I say, I shouldn't be doing that, but my gosh, she's hot.
This is going to be good. I can tell by the way Jim's screening it. Hello, Cash.
This Hello. Cash Ambargy from Cash's Big Bargain Barn. Save cash with cash.
Hello. No, just take it. This will be interesting. Just do it.
Hello, Cash.
Hello.
Hey, what's on the air? What's going on, man? What's going on?
Nothing much. Well, I just have to say that I agree with Shane.
Okay. You want to expand on that any?
Well, I don't think it's right just, like, the gawk at girls. Because it's just physical.
Okay. But see, I mean, this is a problem, I think, with a lot of things in society today. There are a lot of activities that are just kind of neutral. Is there anything particularly wrong with it? It's just like a non-threatening, not a leer, not a drooling sort of aggressive stare, but just like a casual glance.
Well, sometimes it can be demeaning. Because if you just sit there and... I know it's just second nature for men. At least for me it is. You just happen to glance there.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it can be really demeaning.
So it's just a matter of to what extent you carry it.
Now, what?
So, what, you got call waiting?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard a click like you had call waiting. So what you're saying is it's just an extent to what carry it. Right? I mean, just a casual glance. If Shane walks by and say she's built like a brick outhouse, and you look at her, but you just like look at her and go, wow, she's built like a brick outhouse. I don't think she should come over and kick you in the nuts. But if you like stare at her and like kind of, you know, get all pie-eyed and maybe start a little stream of saliva comes out of the corner of your mouth and maybe you say something, then maybe, you know, she has more of a reason to come over and boot you in the balls. Yeah.
But still, sometimes it's just not right.
But it's going to be so hard, ever, even for the person doing it, to know if they're staring or glancing.
Yeah.
Wow. So what you gonna do? You gotta look.
Sometimes.
You gotta look.
Sometimes. You have to learn how to control yourself.
To keep from looking?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's just not polite in society now. Just to treat women as sex objects.
Okay, well what if she's a babe with like a stunning pair of eyes and you just like look at her in the eyes?
Well, that's normally you're supposed to keep, you know, eye contact.
Wow. So
there's a double standard here, man.
Maybe you should like have a stopwatch and say if it's like 2.6 seconds is the tops that you can stare at somebody. You just like have the watch, and you know, have the watch and just go. And then as soon as it runs out, you got to quit looking.
Well, that's interesting.
I say no harm, no foul. If you don't do anything to scare her, no big deal.
Okay. Well,
thanks for your call, Cash.
Okay.
Take it easy.
The phone.
Go ahead.
No, you do it.
Can I?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
749-1444.
Get in on it while the getting's good.
It's Chris Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're basically talking about gawking, mm-hmm. peering,
now,
staring.
By the way, I should probably mention that this evening I stopped by and visited the fellow who's going to tentatively be our guest next week on our show. On our late night talk show, and he would not give me a confirmation whether he would show or not, so I'm not supposed to mention that he's coming. However, if he does come, it's going to be a great show.
As always, even if he doesn't show up, it'll be a great show. It's always a great show here.
Daryl!
Oh, hi, my name is Daryl.
What's your name?
Daryl.
Daryl?
Yeah.
Got a brother named Daryl?
Yeah.
So, Daryl, and got another brother named Daryl?
Nah, but, I feel most women, if they got big titties, they flaunt it.
They what?
If they got big titties, they flaunt it.
If you got it, flaunt it, huh?
Yeah. They want you to look at them. Well, at the malls and stuff.
Okay, I mean, those women, yeah, for sure. Well, what about the woman who has big titties? Like, say, a woman like Shane who has, you know, huge globes and doesn't want you looking at them.
You know, just give her a little smile. She'll smile back.
Just give her a little smile. So this is Daryl's method, huh?
Yeah.
This is Daryl's smoothie.
So, Daryl, let me ask you a personal question. Can I do that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you pretty smooth with the ladies?
Yeah.
How smooth? I want numbers here. I want facts and figures.
I'm very smooth.
What if a woman came over and tried to kick you between the legs because you stared at her chest?
I'd probably punch her.
You'd probably punch her?
Yeah.
It's not nice to hit girls.
She shouldn't have tried to kick just because I gave her.
I do like your attitude, though. I do like it. Some girls do need to be hit, even though I wouldn't hit them.
Yeah, it's just a friendly stare, though. It ain't no, no hungry stare like a dog with your tongue out.
Uh-huh.
It's a friendly little smile.
So you got to give them that kind of that little glint in your eye, that kind of just like innocent little shy smile. Like
kind of a sheepish grin, you might say.
Yeah.
I admire your breasts, but I'm not thinking of you in a sexual kind of manner. Like that?
I'd like to know how intelligent you are, too. You ever hit her with that line?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That works, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good line.
Whatever works, huh, Daryl?
Yeah.
I got a line you might want to try sometime.
Let me
hit. Nice shoes. Want a screw? Try it. You might like it.
All right, I'm going to try.
All right, thanks, Daryl.
All right.
Later. 749-1444.
And, wow.
Give us a call. We got a line open.
Phone lines are lighting up. Have you tried that, really? That try it and you screw it and your shoes will screw or whatever it
was? Didn't work for me.
Didn't, well. So why are you giving it out? It's like something to do.
We'll be right back.
To do.
Now, a friend of mine just pointed out to me that another opening line that might work would be, I'll bet you a dollar you can't make me come. Hello, you're on the air, Chris.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm in Denver now.
What was that?
Waited a long time before.
Yeah, he was on hold a long time just to do that. What an idiot. Here you go. Sorry.
I was waiting for Chris to turn my mic on. I felt so slighted and used there.
What was in the world was that all about?
What? Did the guy just call up and scream? What?
No. No go?
And where's the stick? Okay.
Well, what's up next, Robert?
So I'm at Kings Island a few years ago. I'm playing a video game there in the video arcade because I hate the rides.
Mm-hmm.
They scare me.
You're weird.
They scare me. And Wimp. Some girl comes wheeling by and grabs my buttock. She was in a wheelchair and she was going around pinching guys' asses. I never felt more violated in my life.
Really?
It's a true story, man. I'm not making it up. But you work in a public kind of place, and you probably have all kinds of people coming into this public place, both attractive and not so attractive people come in. Do you do any ogling yourself?
Of course.
And where do you draw the line there between ogling and, first of all, would you leer if you thought it was?
Only if she leered at me first.
Okay, that'd be one thing. But I don't think you would give them one of those kind of like burn a hole through
no.
their shirt
No, because
stares.
When you're at work, you have to maintain a professional demeanor. Now, when I go to the mall.
No, then it's all Katie bar the door. I'm staring at anything.
I'll stare at anything I feel like, you know.
I didn't know this about you.
This is an interesting topic tonight, you know.
Has anybody ever stared
it
at
opens,
you?
Oh, yeah. It opens up a whole new can of worms, you know. 749-1444, by the way. Give us a call.
Or do you think you can hide behind your mediocre looks and the fact that no one will ever stare at you so you can feel free to stare at everyone else?
Robbie. Now, listen.
I was hoping you wouldn't really catch that. I was hoping that would just kind of slide right by you.
No, well, see, you're all wrong because, see, you're not a girl, but if you were a girl, you'd know that I'm about as good-looking as they come. I'm more or less fine.
If I was a girl, I'd screw you, but but as a guy, I can't.
Okay.
It's sis.
Hello, Jill. You're on the air. Hello, Jill.
Sis.
Pick up the phone. Pick up the phone. No problem. Not. No, we'll just take it.
Is this yours?
Shut up. Just take it.
Is this
your... Oh!
Hi, Chris from Late Night Talk Show.
Hey, this is Jill, Chris's sister.
My sister's on the phone here.
How you doing, babe?
Hey.
First time.
What's going on?
I'm very tired.
Oh, you are?
I'm very tired.
So you went out with Dad tonight, huh?
Yeah.
So here on the air, give us a rendition of what exactly
an evening with
my dad was like.
Very schizophrenic, but I want to talk about this topic.
Uh-huh, okay, hit us over that.
Okay, I was thinking about what Bart said.
Uh-huh.
It seems to me he's engaging in an unfulfilling masturbation.
That could be.
I think that if a man's going to stare at a woman, then he might as well either ask her out.
Hold on, Jill.
Yeah. Why don't you see if she can turn her radio on?
Hey, Jill, you got your radio on?
No, I'm in the
Okay,
room.
Well, I'll tell you what.
To
have fulfilling masturbation, you need some raw liver. Maybe he didn't have any around.
No, I'm just saying, get some balls and either ask the girl out.
So, Bart, reach down between your legs and see if you're a man or not, and go up there and talk to this woman, you lynch.
There you go.
That's real good advice. Maybe we should start having the Ask Jill column here on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Ask Chris's sister.
What do you think?
I don't know.
The job pays very well, and it's fulfilling.
Well, I'll let you do the radio.
Jill, what's it like going through life as Chris's little sister?
Well, it's not easy.
Now, look, you opened the whole can of worms here when you called and said, hi, I'm Jill, I'm Chris's sister.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, you have celebrity status as well as I do.
Do you think?
Oh, it's obvious.
Well.
But you could have come on and just said, hi, my name's Cindy or something, and no one would have been on to you.
I could have.
You could have. The last thing we need, Chris, is for you to encourage more callers to use made-up names. If you don't have enough of that already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jill.
Okay.
From a woman's point of view.
Yes.
Are you more attractive as a female as Chris is as a male?
She's definitely prettier. Definitely.
I do comb my hair.
Okay. Okay, so you're up there. You're a better looking woman than Chris is a man. Do you stare at men? I mean, like when the lovely Jamie comes over, the big Jim? when he came over, did you stare at him a lot when Jim would come over to play wiffle ball at the Comer house, Chris household? Would you stare at Jim the way he held that bat?
If I stared at anybody, I think I would probably be inconspicuous.
Okay, when we were kids, of all my old friends, which ones did you stare at the most?
Probably Maurice next door.
Maurice next door?
Probably the guy.
It was Maurice next door, wasn't it?
No.
No. Well, then who was it?
I can't remember his name.
Can't remember his name. What did he look like? This is good. We're getting some of the old demons out here.
No. Maybe you should go on to the next caller.
No, this is fun talking to you about this kind of stuff.
Well, I think I was most interested in the guy that I think he was from high school that made his own wine.
Got me on that one.
That came out of any of you fish.
That was me.
That's
was
Jim! You? That was the lovely Jim!
Well, I will give this for Jim. He was, of all my old friends, definitely the one with the most brains. You know, he's the only one that wasn't a complete idiot. He was just a little bit of an idiot. You know?
Okay, but Jill, seriously. Have you ever just seen a guy in the mall and you said, my gosh, that guy looks like Luke Perry. I'm going to stare a hole in his crotch. Have you ever done that?
Come on.
Well, I think that if I were interested, I would make it obvious. I would do something about it.
Well, that's okay, Jill. But what if a person stares at you a little bit, but not stares, just kind of like follows your breasts as they heave up and down as you walk across
the
mall?
Well, most of the time it's they say something really rude, because in Clifton, there aren't too many people who just stare.
If they stare, they grab?
Well, they'll say something, hey, and I usually have to, like, curse or do something.
That's cool. Have you ever kicked anybody in the nads?
No.
Maybe you should try it sometime.
I might.
Okay. But if Jim ever catches you staring at him, he's going to punch you in the...
In the what?
Say cunt.
No, don't say that. Don't say that on the radio. Jeez.
I didn't.
I got to apologize for my rude co-host, Jerry.
That was the delay kicking in.
You're going to what?
I'm going to go to bed.
You're not going
to
finish listening to this fine late-night jabber?
No.
What do you think so far?
Oh, well, you just keep on doing it.
Now, I remember explaining to you at dinner tonight that we had a guest, but he canceled on me yesterday. Mm-hmm. And that sort of thing will happen, you know.
Well,
and when it does, you got to cover your ass.
You have to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, have a pleasant evening.
You too.
Okay.
I'll see
you. Bye.
Bye. Phone lines are open at 749-1444. He had a brush with greatness there.
I tell you what. I mean, I admire Jill.
We got to get your sister to call Rob.
Anyone that could withstand the pressure of being Chris's little sister.
How would you like it if your sister called Rob and I said the C word to her? Come on.
I didn't say it. The delay caught it in time. I didn't say it. The delay
it's 4 o'clock a.m. You're listening to WAIF
Cincinnati,
Ohio. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
He's rude and I'm not. 749-1444. Call us up here. Let us talk to you. Jeez.
Let Chris stare at you verbally.
Pick one real
soon. What a prevert. You're the one that says that when people come into your place of... Your place of... What? We're going techno here?
We're going in a minute. Keep talking.
Ah, cool. You're the one that said when people come into your place of business that you'll stare at them.
If they warrant staring. Sometimes I look away.
No, it... Why? Because, like, you feel this is rude. What I'm doing right now is rude. I need to look away and look
at this
possum's record.
There's some pretty skanky-looking people coming
in.
No.
If, say, Toria Tali came in.
You mean Norma.
No. Okay, if Norma Rashid came in.
Uh-huh, yeah. That's more like it.
I mean, that's the babe scale. Starts off with Big Ethel down here at 0. It ends with Norma Rashid up there at 10. If Norma came in, would you stare at her, or would you, like, have to say, oh, my gosh, this is rude. I can't stare?
It depends. Hello, Joel. You're on the air.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi.
How you doing?
Tell us about the last hot babe you stared at.
I can't remember.
Is that why magazines are so good? Because you can just stare and stare and stare and stare and nothing ever happens?
Could be. Actually, I wanted to say that Chris, your sister, hit the nail right on the head.
How so?
One must be inconspicuous.
I agree.
That is the most important element of all.
Oh, let's just say, when I'm staring at a babe, she don't know it.
See, that's what you gotta do.
Joel, you sound like an experienced voyeur.
I did my mall time in my younger years.
So what have you moved up to now? Church socials, potluck dinners, that kind of thing?
Bingo, man.
There you go.
It's the place to be. Hey, Chris said something earlier. Something about a bone to pick with deadheads.
Oh, I hate deadheads.
Me too.
Why do you hate deadheads?
They smoke a lot of dope, wear a lot of tie-dyes, and don't spout any sense.
They give me the willies. I went down to see the Blues Travelers because I thought they were a blues band. I didn't know they were like a big deadhead band. Mm-hmm. And there was such a deadhead vibe in the room that I had to leave Bogart's before they even started.
Wow.
It seems like they're very pointless people.
It was so frightening.
I mean, you can't lay any kind of a stereotype on any group of individuals to that extent. However, my experience with deadhead is that those sort of people are generally lost and have no point.
They take it too damn seriously. You can be talking about anything.
Smoking dope is fine and wearing tie-dyes is fine, but you do them together and then you make no sense at all and you're kind of dumb to boot, then you got problems.
And you can be talking about any band and any form of music and they'll get back to the dead somehow.
You know,
to top it all off, it'd be okay if the dead were good. If the dead were really a hot band, they were really good, they could jam.
Were ever good.
You know, then, and they had that many fans, I'd be like, okay, you know, they're pretty good. But in their case, it's like, they are the ultimate in boring. And all these deadheads go to the show and wiggle their bones or whatever they call that goofy dance. And it's just, like I said, if it was kind of groovy music, that'd be fine. But it's just boring music.
Yeah.
It's not bad music, it's just boring.
I've been to a couple of shows and smoked on a couple bongs. Uh-huh.
Did you do acid?
Have I?
At the show?
No, not at the show. I had to drive home.
Did you have to camp out in a parking lot for 4 days first and sell a couple bracelets to buy a ticket?
No, man.
Did you sleep in the mud?
No.
Did you buy any bootleg tapes made in Montreal?
No.
Well, then you haven't really been there then, man.
They got a whole, like... No, I didn't say I'd been there. I don't claim to be a deadhead by any stretch of the imagination.
What about those hot deadhead chicks? Are their morals a little bit lower than your average chicks? Or
I hear they
are the same?
Well,
we're just using the term chick so we can be more colloquial with our callers.
I don't know, man. Deadhead girls are like, they maybe, I don't think so. I think they're dangerous.
If you get them baked, will they?
Just about.
Well, I mean, that goes about with any woman, though, doesn't it? Any guy, too.
But particularly with deadhead girls, they like dope more than most regular girls do. Like some girls, you get them drunk, and that's one thing. But with deadhead girls, hit them with the bong. By the way, Anna, we got to hook up sometime. You hit them with the bong or something, yeah, man, and next thing you know, those deadhead babes are just all over you.
You're desperate and dateless.
No, I'm not. I'm being funny.
Okay.
Deadhead babes are very feminist, though, I've realized, and flying Birkenstocks hurt.
Yeah, a lot of them got hair on their legs and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
But that's,
man,
okay.
That's ugly.
Whatever they're seeing is where
it
they
depends.
Want to do.
In the wintertime, it doesn't matter.
I know. It doesn't matter. Mm. But I don't know. I don't like to date girls furrier than I am.
You don't?
Well, we're not talking about dating.
Do I like to date girls prettier than me?
Furrier.
Furrier. Oh, good. Furrier. I thought you said prettier. It depends on the girl. I mean, I'm a little sexist, but I'm not so sexist that I wouldn't go out with a girl just because she didn't shave her legs or something.
That's mature.
Well, I mean, it totally depends on the girl.
You gotta look at the total package.
I mean, if she had hairy legs and she was, like, not a very interesting person, then I wouldn't go out with her.
Yeah.
You know, if she had hairy legs and was an interesting person, I'd go out with her. Unless she had a friend who was an interesting person and had beautiful legs, then I'd go out with her. You dig?
And Chris is the kind of guy where he can pick and choose and just.
Boy, my sister's listening to this. She's going to go back and tell mom. Mom's going to kill me.
Chris is a stud. He gets around.
He knows what's up. He speaks wise words.
Well, thanks. You're the most callers call and tell me I'm an idiot.
No, they call me an idiot. They call you some kind of...
They call you a hillbilly.
They call you some kind of godlike figure.
Mm-hmm. Playing second fiddle there, Rob?
I always do.
Hey, my name's first, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm Chris.
And I'm lowly Rob, down here at the bottom of the totem pole.
Yeah, watch.
Together, I'm Chris.
And I'm still lowly Rob. Chris has his own, like, camp somewhere in South America where all his followers go and hang out.
We drink Kool-Aid and stuff.
Chris heads.
Yep, uh-huh. The Chris heads.
They call them Gooch heads.
Well, watch. Some listener's going to, like, turn it into some Kraft cheese macaroni thing and put Rob first for once.
That's fine. Rob and macaroni is fine with me.
We'll watch the uprising. It's the Rob and Chris show. How do you feel about that?
It's catchy. It's catchy. If you got some alphabets or macaroni or whatever you need to get that done, let's pull it off.
listening.
We gotta go, Joel.
All right,
we
well, do. Happy holidays, guys.
Okay, bye.
749-1444.
Being in love really sucks. Being in love really sucks. A kiss and a hug and a couple of fucks. Being in love really sucks. Babies cost a lot of money. Please don't make me fuck you, honey. Being in love really sucks. Being in love really sucks. A kiss and a hug and a couple of fucks. Being in love really sucks. Babies cost a lot of money. Please don't make me fuck you, honey. Being in love really sucks. Being in love really sucks. A kiss and a hug and a couple of fucks. Being in love really sucks. Babies cost a lot of money. Please don't make me fuck you, honey. Being in love really sucks. Being in love really sucks. A kiss and a hug and a couple of fucks. Being in love really sucks. Babies cost a lot of money. Please don't make me fuck you, honey.
Everybody dance now. Jimmy's really working up a sweat here. Hey, Jim, give Jim the mic for a minute.
Hello.
Hey, Jim, why are you sweating so hard?
This is a tough job answering phones, man.
Chris and Rob would like to thank Jim for answering the phones tonight.
You're welcome.
Who's up next, Jim?
Awesome.
What does she want?
How the hell do I know?
Well, let's find out. Hey, Awesome.
Yeah.
What can we do for you?
You know, I'm a deadhead.
You're a deadhead?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And?
And. You know, what you say, what did you just say about me?
About you deadhead?
I mean, about us deadheads. Isn't really true, you know?
It's not?
I mean, but you know, I smoke dope in there.
You guys aren't boring and incoherent?
No, we're not.
You guys smoke so much dope sometimes that it kind of like gets in your brain and makes you not be able to move as fast?
Nah, not really, you know.
Do you ever play Nintendo when you smoke dope?
Yeah.
You get higher scores or lower scores when you play Nintendo?
I play Sega.
Sega?
Yeah.
What? Okay.
You know, when Jerry Garcia comes back, you're not going to recognize him. You're going to say, Hey, that's not Jerry. They got somebody new. He looks that good.
You know what? I did do that once.
What'd you do once?
Okay, one day I was playing at Joe Montana football.
You're right.
And, you know, I thought he was a black guy.
Nah, he's as white as the freshly fallen snow.
Because, you know, yesterday...
Joe Montana has no soul.
I said, whoa.
I've seen him in the Super Bowl.
I actually thought he was probably Jerry Rice or somebody.
That was a rhyme.
That was cold.
Know, I actually failed out.
Jerry Rice is black.
Yeah.
Joe Montana's white. He went to Notre Dame.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And you know.
Hey, awesome. Can I ask you a question about the Dead?
Yeah.
What's your favorite Dead song?
I love,
Sugar Magnolia.
Please.
You love Sugar Magnolia?
No. I like,
Friend of the Devil.
Huh?
Friend of the Devil.
Yeah.
Uncle John's Jug Band.
Have you ever heard of,
Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas.
Have you ever heard of Nirvana?
I've heard of Nirvana.
Yeah, I'm a Nirvana head.
Oh, yeah.
I follow them around and I sell ripped t-shirts.
Nirvana, The Grateful Dead. I love all that,
And everything in between.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Cash.
You know, you really got me right there.
You like Johnny Cash?
No.
Yeah, give me that pen.
I love rap. I love Cash.
If you love it so much, why don't you marry it?
Okay.
We used to say that all the time on the show. We don't say much anymore. All right, awesome. We got to go.
Okay.
All right. There's one vote for the Dead. They're saying Deadheads are good, healthy, wholesome people.